As we began our Advent season with the baptism, if any of us maybe remember, our Advent season comes full circle today as we celebrate two baptisms. And what a joy for us as a faith-filled community to gather here to bring our Advent season to a close with the celebration of baptism. In community, we celebrate this sacrament because the God we believe in is community, a trinity of persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in which Anna and Sienna will be baptized. And you and I are those witnesses. What a powerful day. What a powerful moment it was for Mary to go in haste to greet Elizabeth. And Mary says that my whole being, proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My very soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. That fulfillment that was promised long ago, you and I will celebrate in a few days. As Mary says, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. She just doesn't whisper it, but my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. That'll be rather silly of her. But she announces it. The challenge for us as a people of God is, does our soul, does our very being proclaim the greatness of God? Not perfection, because that's somewhere else. And we're on this earth. But in the next, that's where the perfection is. So don't worry about the perfection. We get so caught up in that nonsense. I got to be perfect and I got to... That's why Christ came. For the imperfect. For the sinner. To redeem us and to raise us to the newness of life. And so, my sisters and brothers, as we gather with the family and friends of Anna and Sienna, we will pour water. We will throw water. We will smudge with oil, consecrating and making holy these two young ones. Because we are a community of faith, a community of life, a community of the Trinity, Father, Son, Spirit, a community that awaits the birth of the Savior. May our soul, our very being, proclaim the greatness of God.